guess what? They're playing Nigeria in the final. And also on Sunday, another big game happening at the Kraftsport Stadium. It's the, you know, Chan qualifier, the 2024 Chan qualifier, and Black Galaxies, the local Black Stars, we used to call them, they will be facing Nigeria, local Super Eagles. Yeah, so that's the Super Eagles Team B game will be happening at the Kraftsport Stadium. So two, you know, big games, under 17 Ghana's under 17 girls team playing Nigeria's under 17 girls team. Ghana's local Black Stars also playing the Nigeria local players in that Chan qualifier. Also, there's some Ghana Premier League games to look forward to, but quite a number of coaches have been shown the exit door this week. Summertex reigning champions have seen their head coach Nuruddin Amadu parting ways with the club. Big, big, big news coming there. And also, Kumasi Asantekotoko are in the search for an assistant coach following the departure of David Oklu. At Legon Cities, we are also picking some news there that, you know, their coach wants to go, but the owners of the club are saying, "Chairman, we beg you, stay." You know, so yeah, we'll try and see what's happening with that. Achu will get us some details on that, because we understand that there's something happening at Legon City. And if care is not taken, we might hear that their head coach has also parted ways with them. So we'll bring you the latest on that. Well, the guys are in studio. We may hear from them very shortly. But remember, the show is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, and Betway. You get way more. They're supporting us today. And we have a lot to tell you about. The Joy FM Family Day Out is upon us yet again. And I'm going to tell you more about it in the course of the show. And a few other exciting events that will be happening this weekend, I'll be telling you all about them. My name is Razak Musbau, and let me bring the guys in. Muftar Nabila is there. Let me just see if I'm getting their microphones right. Guys, can you, Muftar, can you say something? Well, I've picked your microphone well here. Okay, I think I can hear you, so maybe it's not that one.
Okay, so it is not your fault. Jojo!
No, I can hear you now. So you are on air. You are live on air. Yeah, Muftar Nabila is here. And Muftar also, in the course of the week, shared a story about the NSA, looking for people to come and manage the pitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the company that was doing that job, I've been there for the past, 10 or 15 years.
I don't even know.
Suddenly, they are looking for a new company to come and do that job. Muftar will share some details with us.
Maybe Achu is better place to do that.
You broke the story.
You broke the story. So you tell us what you've picked from there. And also, Daniel Cranton is here. Daniel, good to have you. And Daniel has a lot to tell us about Marcus Rashford and what's happening with him. And if indeed it is time for him to be shown the exit door. So Daniel, we'll share more on that with us. Then Achu Tamaklo is also here.
Alhaji Zak.
Achu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Alhaji Nke.
President.
I want to say it in front of you, but you see the fact. Oye. Oye, that's what you say.
Yes.
No, but you see.
Oye, Mihuye.
No, I like the Nyaminadum. You know.
Nyaminadum.
There's no R in there.
No. Nyaminadum.
Nyaminadum.
The grace of God.
Okay.
Yes. The Nyaminadum.
That's how you say it in front of you.
Yeah.
Then Nyaminadum, that's how you say
Nyaminadum.
Oh, really? I thought Nyaminara, something like that. Like, R is there somewhere.
Yenara, you assassin.
Nyaminadum.
And Mihuye.
Mihuye means I'm well.
Okay.
Mihuye.
Okay, Mihuye. And Nyami.
Is it the variety in these languages? Yes.
No, the fancy, there's the Cape Coast one, there's the Takoradi one, and which other one?
So Takoradi is not actually proper fancy.
Oh.
Takoradi is a hinterland.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So it's an adaptation of the language they speak. And
that's what I'm saying, the variety.
In the proper fancy, so the proper fancy land would be Cape Coast,
Cape Coast,
Elmina. Yeah. Those lands.
What about Winneba? Winneba have.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, Winneba. Dialects.
Winneba have a peculiar dialect.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have.
Dialects predominantly is about
different variety of the fancy. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the proper fancy would be Mori, right? Cape Coast, Elmina, Salt Pond. Yeah. Those are
that's the proper fancy.
Yeah, the proper like Amosma. Have you heard of Amosma before? That's where the proper Fanti Kenke.
Oh.
That's where it originates from. So there is actually a Fanti saying that says, Amos Madokun, was this or Kanetai? As in, it is.
Is that
used?
Hard?
No, it's not hard.
Katai.
Yeah. Like, was it so? So in Menden.
The size.
No. In Menden.
Let me explain the thing.
In Menden, a burst tie or a broken tie.
Ah,
of a car, it is used as an adhesive, a binding agent.
Like kind of a glue?
Yes, okay, it is used as a binding agent. Thank you. Like the way a glue is used to piece things together in the form of an adhesive. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say it again. They say, what is or they?
Was this or car ne tie?
No, Musa, you know, one interesting thing about dialects is mostly about movement. So let's say Achu is married to say someone from, let's say, Egan. The person moves to join Achu. Achu speaks Fanti. Yeah. The person speaks Egan.
Yeah.
He produce children. Achu speaks the Fanti with them. Their mother speaks Egan with them.
I'm not going to teach my kids how to speak Fanti.
No.
It's the thing is that, will speak.
Okay, you speak ever with them, and then the other brother also speaks Ga with them.
Okay.
The tendency of the children not having a proper pronunciation of the words correctly in ever and Ga is extremely high. So mostly dialects emanate out of the geographical movement of people and intermarriages and all that. That's a it's not as if one.
So people often end up creating.
Yes.
You know, creating their own language.
It is called a Creole. That's a Creole. So we have dialects, we have diglossia, we have Creole, and there's another one like that. There were like four or five of them.
And that's what the Nigerians did.
And there's even the pidgin.
Yeah, that's what the Nigerians did with pidgin, right?
That's a pidgin.
Yeah.
Pidgin mostly is a language that you use to communicate. Yeah. Yeah, but people often think that when you say pidgin is you speaking broken English.
Wait. The term pidgin,
yes,
means the language you use to communicate.
Yes. Simply because you
it's
do not
broken English.
No, it's not broken English.
Oh wow.
There's pidgin French, there are pidgin many languages out there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you should be reading English in school.
Wow. So
mostly for a lot of Ghanaian societies. So in our case, for example, I came to speak Fanti because the family moved to Takrady very early. And there were not a lot of ever influences around.
See the point.
The only ever I spoke was with my mom and my dad. But when I stepped out of my room, the compound we lived in was full of. So there was someone from Sefi. There was someone from the woman who used to sell kinky was from Amosma. That's how come I know that town.
So
there's actually a proper Fanti person in the compound. There's someone from Ahanta there. There's someone from Sefi. All of that. But the predominant language everyone was speaking was the regular Takrady.
And the funny thing is that when you go to the Everland, the possibility of them speaking certain words that you will not understand will be extremely high.
Yeah, that's true. I think the worrying situation now is seeing a lot of the young people being trained with English other than their native language.
As an accredited where he can speak proper Achim.
He's an Achim.
I've told you I'm Achim. You're asking me how can I speak proper Achim. Did I tell you I'm Achim?
And now which one do you speak?
Did I tell you I'm Achim?
No. Which one do you speak?
No.
I'll get it wrong. No, I admit I got it wrong. Which one do you speak?
Try by force.
Which one do you speak?
I won't tell you. You come and look at my. You see, this is what they call that.
Daniel, which one do you speak?
You look at somebody and all
the bad name too.
No. You look at
stereotype.
No. Thank you.
No.
You look at me.
That is not stereotyping. That is not stereotyping.
Meanwhile, if I do the same thing right now and I get it wrong, you start talking.
No. Okay. So I remember you mentioned it.
I've never mentioned. I don't remember. The only time I've mentioned Achim in my life is when I was in class 4.
I
don't know where you got this thing from.
Generally, what Musbah mentions is very interesting, and it's the reality of a lot of people.
Yeah.
So this is anytime I meet someone who has an ever name, one of the first things I do, not only as an icebreaker, but also is that I try to speak ever with them.
That is when you know the person is an ever. Yeah.
And I have come to realize that a lot of us actually do not speak like proper ever language. So I have ever that I can get by with. If I go to any part of the motherland, I can speak the language, we can fraternize. But there are unique accents you will not have because you haven't lived there.
Yeah, that's true.
There are unique expressions.
And the unique accents makes it a dialect.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the moment you land in your hometown, you start speaking. I said,
yes.
Oh, this one. They'll ask your parents. Hello, you ain't. And I don't just ask that.
It's true. I mean, the last time I went back somewhere in 2022,
yeah,
I got down from Okada. I started asking around because I hadn't gone back in a while. Where the school park was, because that's where I know I will get to my family house.
So you lost your way?
No, I didn't.
But if you're asking around,
because there had been new settlements, and I didn't want to ask any of my relatives where the family house. I just wanted to go.
That one was your pride.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I just made a point to learn as much as possible from the presence the Virgo that I had gone to meet. Right. The first old lady that I spoke to, before she answered, she asked, Daode, as in, who's your mom?
You know everybody. Everybody knows everybody.
Oh, everybody knows everybody.
Why did they ask who's your father? Who's your
because mom? She would either know your mom or your grandmom or your grandparents. Either your parents or your grandparents. They come back. Because this is not five or six generations. At most, it's going to be two generations. And having lived there all her life, she knows all the families there.
Yeah.
And she... And I asked her why she just started smiling and said, she knows I've been away for a long time. The accent, the accent just gave,
gave me away. Anyway, great. Good to have you guys. And let me just tell you about the Betway Bet Saver. We've all been there. You've placed the perfect multi-bet and it's all going your way until it's not. And one or more picks let you down. Well, with Betway's Bet Saver feature, you can win even if your bet misses. Even on multiple losses, you can get your bet back and more. Bet Saver, exclusive to Betway, get way more. Terms and conditions do apply and is regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway, you get way more. And also, Lancaster Kumasi City, whether for business or leisure, Lancaster Kumasi City offers an experience that redefines luxury. Immerse yourself in our thoughtfully designed spaces. Indulge in exceptional dining and unwind with bespoke amenities tailored to your needs. Perfectly located in the heart of Kumasi, we combine convenience with elegance, ensuring every moment of your stay is seamless and unforgettable. Elevator Travels, reserve your escape at Lancaster Kumasi City today at info@lancasterkumasicity.com. All right, well, guys, let me come to you. I'm going to come to Muftar very quickly to give us an update on that NSA situation, then Achu, and then we just move on to the issues we want to deal with. So Muftar, just quickly on that one though, and even before we get to that, have you gotten a hint? Because I had you mention Professor Dodu somewhere. Have you gotten a hint?
Oh.
Or who is likely to be the next sports minister?
Oh no, it's a bit complex. I do know Professor Francis Dodu has always been in there and about to be a sports minister. But there was a certain challenge. In fact, I was actually told in 2009 he was supposed to be a sports minister. But one of the challenges that they had was about the fact that he had this dual citizenship. He had American passport as well as Ghana, and it was quite difficult. Just as we saw, for the people, if you are an MP and you have dual citizenship, sometimes it's quite difficult. Yeah. That is where Prof. Dodu found himself in 2009. This time around, I've heard that again. I don't know whether if it is something they've been able to resolve, but his name came out strongly as a potential,
I mean,
candidate for a sports minister
for the incoming administration. You're saying Professor Dodu is being considered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else? Who else have you heard?
Oh, I also heard about the GOC president, Ben Nunu Mensah. Until then, I never even knew he had some political leanings. But the interesting thing is that I was told Ben is not interested.
He's not interested.
He's not interested in a holding any official position.
He may not maybe have any political leaning, but his father does.
As I never knew. I had no clue.
He who his father was.
No, I had no clue that he had any political leanings.
Yeah, I'm saying that he may not
be it be MPP or the NDC.
He may be apolitical, right? He may not be.
He's not actually apolitical. It was the day I put up the post was the day I had a call that gave me a perfect picture about the political leanings of Ben Nunes.
Right, but I'm saying to you that for a lot of these characters, they have significant relationships with the principal actors, or if you like, the kingmakers in both political parties.
Yeah.
To the extent that in times like this, when there is a certain service to be provided, be it the execution of a contract, consultancy, some input into a policy or a project, or even a portfolio like this, they will be considered. It may not always make it into the public domain. Moreover, when you have the sort of name he has, the family name that he has, even if you are not interested, because of the work and the service that, be it your father or be it your mom, right, may have rendered to that particular party during their heydays, you will not be overlooked. That's the point I'm trying to
make. Yeah, that's a very strong point there.
That's a strong one. But I was told that he's not interested in any official position, actually. Yeah.
So those are the names you've picked so
far. Yeah, those are the names I've picked up. But
I don't know if you guys have interests in who becomes the sports minister, and if there are some specific names you are tipping to be.
For me, it's an important portfolio, not just and okay. So this will tie into something Muftar was supposed to do because of the nature of the governance system we have had in the last 8 years. And some of the things that have gone on. So last week, Dana was talking about Oral and what the NDC needs to look at the National Sports Authority. In the last 8 years, we've had instances where people, the NSA itself, its officers, engage in certain conducts that raised eyebrows. Some of them ended up in the courts. Some of them, for example, someone like Professor Peter Chumisi, there's still a cloud hovering over his head over the legality of some of the things he did while in that office. Today, there are people who genuinely believe that he misconducted himself in the so-called missing Toyota Hilux case. He says he's innocent. All of those issues are incidents that have to be investigated. So it is an appointment that you absolutely cannot get wrong, because the previous office holder got embroiled in the politicking of that office to the extent that the sports minister issued a directive, transferred someone, and Peter Chumisi, and he said this before the Public Accounts Committee, defied that and said, for whatever reason, he's not going to allow that
person to move.
Transfer that person to be transferred. Right? So that is the delicate nature of the office of the sports ministry, and then even the National Sports Authority. So clearly, there is a turf war that has taken place. There are issues of competence. There are issues, allegations. And the Peter Chumisi issue is unique because I know for a fact that a complaint, a petition was, filed to the special prosecutor, AG.
He actually appeared before the special prosecutor, actually.
Presidency, Iyoko. All of these investigated him. None of these bodies were able to tell the public the extent of the investigation and what they uncovered. So there are people who genuinely, as I've said, believe that the man was not wrong. Others believe he was wrong. Some of the other issues like taking double salary. Some of the other issues like contracts that were awarded to ghost names and all of those by the NSA. Those are things that have been swept under the carpet. I'm saying to you that we cannot make progress until all of these matters have been addressed. The current outlook of the NSA and even the sports ministry is such that they rub each other's back. Unless the only time there is full disclosure is if a matter goes to a body like the Public Accounts Committee. And even then, they are happy to disclose because they know that's as far as it goes. The public bashing is all they will get. So it is an appointment that whoever gets appointed to that office, you need someone with actual clout. You need someone who has a radical mind, will not mind kicking people about if that is what it takes to get the job done. Because trust me, if you are gentle in that office, you will not survive. They will wipe the floor with you.
But is there anybody you've seen with such traits?
You know, I'm coming. Before we come, I just want us to look at the nature of the job, right, that has to be done. This week, we are told that the National Sports Authority, for whatever reason, have decided to begin the process of awarding contracts. So they are inviting bids. To the best of my knowledge, this is supposed to be the transitional period. All of these processes have to cease. Let there be the handing over. Let us audit the current regime, right, and look at the work that they have done before you begin to sign fresh contracts with new entities. Because as it stands now, the NSA itself has developed an inexplicable inertia towards addressing some of these matters. 2 weeks ago, Muftar was telling us about some monies that had been paid into the NSA's coffers disappearing. Before that, at the Public Accounts Committee sitting, we had a regional officer deciding that she was going to keep monies that belong to the NSA into her pocket, and they didn't do anything about it.
The person was transferred to the head office
until and you see, crimes like that get rewarded with a transfer to the head office. That design is something that you need a holistic approach towards, that beyond the minister itself. And this is to answer your question, that the government's approach to the NSA is more important than who they even put there. That you have to look at the NSA and the sports ministry as a crime scene. And so when you are going
like extreme crime scene is
that's not an extreme, but isn't it? So but when you are going to accounts committee chairman Mr. Veji described it as a rotten institution. So if it is rotten, it is a crime scene. So
look, you cannot undertake any proper project. The NSA in its current state and the sports ministry, you cannot undertake or spearhead any developmental projects with it. Not with all of the worms around it. So yes, the personality is important, but your approach, the government's approach, because as we speak now, like it or not, about 90% of the sports budget for each year goes into servicing salaries, contracts, and compensations of the sports ministry, NSA staff, and contracts that these two bodies have entered into.
And maybe the Winneba Sports College as well.
Well, it's part, because that is directly under the NSA. So 90% of the budget for the year goes into these bodies. Now, if those bodies have been proven to be corrupt, engaging in corrupt practices, and even then the structure itself, because, and again, I would have to go back to the Chumesi matter. When that matter was petitioned to the NSA board, they developed cold feet. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing people being transferred. So Kwame Bamen is our friend who started the petition with the other guy who I think is now in South Africa. Kwame Bamen was transferred to the Ashanti region. So they will, once you start asking questions and start doing these things,
and the one
they will
in
get
Tema,
you out of the way.
Someone who used to be in Tema, one Mohammed Idris or something like that.
Look, this and these are things they know, right? So before you even think of the appointments, look at this as a crime scene and have a plan for cleaning house. Because trust me, what is going to happen is this: if you do not audit the NSA properly and the sports ministry, what is going to happen is that the system that is broken and is corrupt but is being protected by people who benefit from it, all that is going to change is that you are going to find new people who will find smarter ways of working there and benefiting from that rotten system, so that this time around they will do everything that happens. But because they are finding smarter ways of going about it, you will not hear of it.
And, I think one of the interesting twists to the sports, you know, whoever becomes the sports minister is that what we're hearing is that, in fact, even for the sports ministry itself, it is not going to be a standalone ministry. It's likely to be merged with
that's what the president
and Creative Act. You know, Culture and Creative Act. So we're going to have
in fact, sports, what I actually heard, Creative Act. What I heard on Wednesday was that they want to have sports ministry alone on Wednesday, just this Wednesday, 2 days ago.
Sports is huge
because it is
our incompetence and our attitude towards
just this Wednesday. Yes,
because what I heard rather was that, in fact, the president elect mentioned that he's going to make the youth, you know, the sports ministry of youth and sports is going to make youth a ministry on its own and will possibly push sports to other areas.
So, I'm just telling this from Wednesday that they want to have a sports ministry as a standalone institution. Just this Wednesday, that's what I heard. But things can change,
yeah. Okay, if you had on Wednesday, that's probably the latest. But does that give you an indication that they really want to do something in that
No, so actually the thing is that the sports ministry is actually an area that this government, based on conversations I've had with people, even before the elections and all that, it's an area they're actually interested in and want to go in heavily, because they believe that it's an area that brings so much joy to many Ghanaians. It gives many Ghanaians opportunities. It redefines the lives of many people. So if they make it a standalone ministry, I won't be surprised, just as I heard on Wednesday.
But there's so much at stake, especially with the World Cup also coming.
but just to mention briefly what Achu was saying about the NFC taking steps to invite bids for stadia reconditioning and maintenance and all that. There's a transition from where I sit. There's a transition period does not mean that they cannot do their job.
Yeah,
their job is to maintain the facilities. There's a game on Sunday, just like we are all talking about. There's a World Cup qualifier, which is going to happen in March 2025. So possibly they need to engage people who will maintain these facilities all the way up to that period. If a new administration comes and decides, okay, we want to review the contract that has been handed to someone to maintain the facilities, I think it's a prerogative of the new administration to do that. But I can understand that when you get to a point where nothing is broken, you don't have to fix it. Because already, you and I know very well that the NSA has never engaged anyone to maintain the facilities. It's the Ministry of Youth and Sports. They have always done it. They engage Greengrass Technology, headed by Frank Boahin and his team, to maintain the facilities. And anytime we're going to talk about the facilities, we are always engaging the people at the ministry, not at the NSA. So I believe that what the NSA could have done was not to go through the ministry and tell the ministry that, okay, we've been working with Greengrass Technology. They were given, what was the duration of the agreement we have with them to maintain the facilities? Let's have a proper understanding of that first.
But are you suggesting that the NSA's, you know, recent directive, the ministry itself is unaware of that? They are not aware that the NSA has decided to do this?
Now they know. But initially they didn't know.
Yes.
When the NSA decided to do it,
they didn't inform the ministry.
Oh, wow.
Now they know, but initially they didn't know.
Interesting.
And again, the statement says that they're going to use their budgetary allocation, which I found quite weird. Who gives you a budget? Now the NSA have their own budget. The budget goes to the sports ministry. The sports ministry now decides that we want to give you this. So when you say you want to give your budgetary allocation, and currently as we speak, we've not even prepared a budget for the next year, which is 2025. So where is your budgetary allocation coming from for you to maintain the facilities? That's an area I felt there was a gap in terms of their communication. And already we know, I don't know which company again is going to take it apart from Greengrass Technology, which is already the company you're working with. And per my understanding, they are supposed to do this all the way up to the World Cup qualifiers in March 2025. So what again are you going to fix there?
And let me bring Daniel in. He hasn't spoken yet. Daniel, I don't know what you make of all of this. You know, who's likely to be the next sports minister and all the issues politically surrounding the sports sector.
I just think it's important to get somebody who has sport at heart, who understands the sort of impact that sport can make or give this country economically. Because we see what and how much sports contributes to the GDP of other countries. Even in terms of sports tourism, there's an article where we saw a significant growth in Morocco's economy during December 2022. That was straight after the World Cup when they reached the semi-final. They pushed it, marketed it, were using the World Cup period to market their country and got a lot of people to come in during that period. So we know what sports can do, and if you do it right, you will by all means reap the benefits. Just a couple of weeks ago, we saw the UK investing over £300 million to start preparing for the LA Olympics in 2028. Remember earlier this year, Ghana Athletics was struggling to get $50,000 to prepare for an Olympics, and it just shows you the disparity. We are not serious about the sports. It's like when the event comes, then we push money to 3 weeks go. And that is not how it is done. So we need somebody who understands the sport, somebody who has it at heart, somebody who has deep knowledge inside that. When he comes, he's not now going to start consulting and follow the norm. He knows exactly what he's about. Somebody, you see, you need to have significant knowledge about the job that you are given. So when you come, you can lead. You don't come and now start asking questions, and then people, based on others' opinion, they are pushing you where you should
be. You know, should have a clear idea. But you know our sector, when you start doing things without asking questions, they go like, when he came, he didn't even consult, no consultation.
No, we don't care about that. we don't care about that. This is not, you see, we've reached a point in this, we don't care about people's emotions. It's about the country working, and it must work.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have a significant level of knowledge and understanding of the sector that you are going to be put in charge of. And it must also be close to your heart. That's where emotions matters. The sports must be, you have to be emotional about it. You have to feel it. Yeah. You have to love it. So when you come in, you make sure that it works. And those are the sort of people that or that's a type of person I want as a sports minister.
Yeah, Dana, we'll continue the conversation, but let's just listen to this message very quickly. And we'll return to these very issues that we're talking about. This is Game Plan. And remember, you can join us at 055-111-997. If you've got specific people you want them to be appointed as sports ministers, why not start dropping the names? Maybe the office of the president-elect is listening and they might just be, they might just consider it. All right, okay. This is Game Plan. And let me tell you also about Petrosol, your trusted provider of clean fuel in full quantity. It's thrilled to announce that we've been adjudged the winner of the overall National Best Quality Company Award at the AGI, Ghana Standards Authority National Quality Awards event. Now, this achievement wouldn't have been possible without the loyal and trust of our valued customers and supportive stakeholders. So, thank you for believing in us. At Petrosol, we're committed to delivering top quality fuel and lubricant. This award is therefore an external validation and testament of Team Petrosol's commitment to quality. We assure you that we will continue to work tirelessly to ensure that our products always meet the highest standards of quality. Please remember to drive to any Petrosol station for clean fuel in full quantity and also stand the chance of winning amazing prizes from our Energizing Dreams promo, which runs till the 31st of March 2025. Petrosol, Energizing Dreams. Also, it's a family day out. It is time for JFM Family Party in the Park, and it's time to spend quality time bonding with your wife, your kids, and your friends. Yeah, man. And the date is on the 26th of December 2024, time 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sets in the Bree Botanical Gardens. Families will once again be treated to lots of bonding and fun activities, you know, talking about cooking competitions, tag of peace, sack racing, musical chairs, dancing competitions, Charlie, many more. So while dancing to live band and live musical performances by Kwampa, Kwabena, Kwabena, Kamido, and many others. So Charlie, 26th there, you fall for look sharp, then go the Ebri Botanical Gardens. Go with the family, Charlie. Carry everybody, go there. Let's go to the mountains and have fun. Tickets are going for only 200 cedis for a family of six. Family of six, 200 cedis. Sharp. So to purchase ticket, use the short code by dialing *714*003*#. Taking it again, *714*003*#. Then you select party in the pack, opt for the family pack, confirm number of tickets, and wait for the prompt to make payment. It's as simple as that. Joy FM Family Party is brought to you by Frytor Cooking Oil. You deserve a life of goodness. Fortune Low Fat Spread for bread. Always on point. DBS Roofing Industry, your roof expert. Enterprise Life, your advantage. Piva Beverages, a taste you will love. Aquaba Bottled Mineral Water. Velton's Beer, distributed by Kingdom Books and Stationery. Day by Day Men from Dream Cosmetics. Joy FM Family Party in the Park, creating memorable family moments. So, look sharp. Chairman, Charlie, that's the, if you are wondering where you want to take the kids to on December 26th, it's sorted. Joy FM Family in the Park. Just get the ticket and carry everybody. Carry everybody to the mountains. You'll meet Muftau and the family there. You'll meet Daniel and the family there. As for Achu, you'll meet him alone. You'll meet him alone there. He's not carrying any family along. You'll meet him alone there. Ati, what are you trying to say?
Making assumptions.
You can't, you can't defend yourself.
You get
why are you making assumptions?
You get family.
Do you have a family of six? Do you have a...
Do you have a family of six?
Do you have a family?
Do you have a family of six?
Do you have a family?
I said Mufta I come with a family.
I'm not
family.
No family. Have I have a family.
Masa, that's your father's family.
Boys.
Yeah, man. So Charlie, sharp. Mufta there. I think Mufta is what? Mufta is what? Five or four? Yeah, four. Yeah. And we'll find space for you.
Why not?
Oh yeah, how many?
Now you the bond they give
he
me.
He said family of six. I'm counting how many you are.
But he's family of six.
Now you born them.
No,
five.
Masa, you've not declared your assets.
Asset declaration law.
We know.
I'll come with my mother, my sister, my brother, my wife, my children, plenty.
It's no problem.
Plus my concubines.
There's enough space for everybody, so no problem.
Your what?
My concubines.
This guy.
Yeah, man. So guys, Charlie. You're for look sharp.
Right no, before you took the break, there was something I wanted to say before you took the break.
Okay,
I was saying that I'm looking at two people.
Okay,
maybe a Neil Ante Van Der Poel, who has been there before, knows the place very well, quite experienced when it comes.
How
to
long was Neil Ante there? Was it like
he was there from February 2016 all the way up to January 2017. So he was the sports minister and was replaced by Isaac Essiamah.
So it wasn't a year.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a year. It was almost a year. Because he took over in February.
January 2017. It's December.
It's not past.
It's not past. And it's December. After the election, they were doing transition. It wasn't.
Yes. No. But the point is that he knows the place. He knows the office very well. And he's that.
Those
person.
9 months were beautiful.
No.
Oh, you see, you pull it. You see, your reaction is typical. It's of the typical Ghanaian. You know what you want. You every day, you can't sit on air. Oh, they should do this. Those 9 months, the person was doing what you like. I'm saying those 9 months of you say, oh, that you like violence. Okay, let's get somebody who come and put his hand in between his thighs and sit down there for the FA to do what they want to do. One finish, they will come and go. But you want content. You don't want it to work. It'll be content you want. So you want to come and hear and shout. So you don't want somebody to fix this. Now you can't hear, you'll be quiet.
Right. No. The obvious question is, what made those 9 months beautiful?
I was beautiful.
What made it beautiful?
When he said, I'll not fund your destiny, no. Wherever you find the money from, where you find the money from, when you're not happy. It was beautiful.
For Neil Ante himself, he has started speaking over, and some of the signals he's sending.
He has a deep understanding of sports. Have you heard him talk about boxing?
Chale.
Have you heard him talk about athletics, about football? You see, you need somebody like that too. Somebody when he comes in and he says, this is the policy we are doing. No? He doesn't need somebody behind to come and explain it to him or can't explain. Yeah, he knows exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. That's, you see, somebody who understands it. Not somebody who will come then, we have to go and do, what they call that, you know, a broader consultation. You have something they say, stakeholder consultation. So, Master.
And be about 55 people
guys talk,
drink tea and then
okay.
Yeah, but the point is, yes, I do appreciate the experience of Neil Ante Van Der Poel, and I think maybe giving him an opportunity to lead that office again will be a massive plus. And the other person is maybe Kwabena Mensah Woyomi, by virtue of the fact that he served as a member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Sports and Culture since this administration took over the governance of this country. So in terms of experience, in terms of having understanding of what has happened under this administration, I think he will be well clothed if he's given an opportunity to lead the administration as well. So these two people, maybe as Danny K said, he would prefer Neil Ante Van Der Poel. But either Neil Ante Van Der Poel or Kwabena Mensah Woyomi.
I would rather
appreciate the two of them. Woyomi is an interesting candidate given he's not going to be in the next parliament.
Yeah.
Yes. And the word... The first word that I got was that may be not necessarily as compensation to him, but in the manner that Isaac Essiamah was leading the opposition's charge on sports pre 2016 elections, I think for the last two sessions of parliament, and then essentially created a certain perception that he had a sufficient understanding of that. The only
I wouldn't say disappointment, but my only point of disagreement, and I think I shared this with him in my last conversation with him, was that when they held that parliamentary subcommittee meetings into some of, or the conversations they held with some of the various agencies in sports,
yeah,
I thought that was a missed opportunity. For someone and the ambitions that he had, he needed to come across as swinging, right? He needed to come across as anti the establishment and everything else that was happening. I thought the whole session was, I wouldn't say too friendly, but in the end, it was more of very similar to the Public Accounts Committee confessions, and then everyone just basically moved on. Right,
but isn't that how all the committees
function? No, but I'm saying that.
With the exception of the vetting committee, where it can get confrontational sometimes.
I get you.
Lots of the parliamentary committees operate that way.
For his own ambition's sake, for people who don't know him to believe that this guy is different from what was before, and that he is not someone who is tied into the political relationships that make someone from NPP, makes it difficult from someone from NPP to crack the whip on someone from NDC, and vice versa. This was the first time we had a conversation with the National Sports Authority, with the Sports Ministry, with the Ghana Football Association. It didn't come across as a probe. It didn't come across as a fact-finding mission with the view to punish wrongdoing.
But post the African Games, for instance, I think he was probably the only voice.
Yes, and I'm saying
the
that
only voice on so, most of the issues that were coming.
So I'm saying that beyond
the African Games.
Yes, beyond all of that, if after that inquiry, we had seen a situation where there is a petition before the OSP, there is a petition before IOCO, that has evidence that is alive from all of these bodies, including testimonies that some of them had given, and even sometimes leads for these agencies to go and probe, that would have held this course. That's just what I'm saying, that I thought that was a missed opportunity.
But was he not the one who raised the alarm on the media broadcasting
tax?
Yes,
and that even generated interest.
Yeah, yeah.
I know some people even petitioned the OSP to look into it.
And in fact, you know, when he and I had a conversation, I'd mentioned to him that he should also take a look at the amount we spent on Wi-Fi. Because when the budgeting and everything that was submitted to them, there were certain things that I'm not sure they paid so much attention to. So when he mentioned to me, I was like, oh, honorable, did you also pay attention to this? Because some of the things that you are mentioning, yes, I have seen them. I've seen other things. But are they official documents before the Parliamentary Select Committee on Sports? That was when he was so alarmed that we actually spent about $5 million on Wi-Fi.
So in terms of personality, in terms of poaching, he might not have that, you know.
Do you need to
wait?
He seemed to have the
knowledge, doesn't he?
So you saw it, then you told him that. Did you see it inside the documents that you were supposed to approve or look to?
No. Yes.
Before he saw it.
Yes. The point was that because I needed to be certain. Is this an official document that is before you people?
Yeah. So when he checked, it was there.
And he came back to me with it.
So I'm saying that you saw it first.
And actually
interview. Relax. You saw it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? You saw the thing.
Fact.
Then you said, honorable, have you seen this?
Yes.
And is this also part of your official document?
Is it true?
Then he came back and said, it is true.
It is true.
I've seen it.
Yes.
So if he didn't draw his attention to, he probably wouldn't have seen it. Is that what you are telling me?
They give documents.
Uh-huh.
The volume of the
No, so, but it's your job to read. Relax.
Let me tell you one thing.
Then the thing, the document will appear. No. Somebody is writing or typing it.
Let me tell you something.
So it's also somebody's job to go through and read it.
Hang on.
Okay.
It was Mr. Kobina Mensah Woyomi who confirmed to me Parliament approved 100 million Ghana cedis for the African Games.
Yeah.
But government spent more than that. He was the person who confirmed.
Yeah.
So the expenses went beyond what was officially before the members of Parliament. Because the first time, because I'd spoken to the BBC about Ghana's organization of the African Games, and they were mentioning certain figures And I told them the figures you are mentioning,
they are nowhere close.
But they are like, they are nowhere close. So when I went off the phone, the first person I got in touch with was someone at the ministry. I don't want to mention his name. And I didn't get an immediate response. So I called Commander Mensah Wujumi, because in any case, it would come to Parliament. And he came back to tell me that no, this is not the correct figure that was approved by Parliament. Then that was where the conversation now extended beyond him having a proper look at all the figures that had been presented to Parliament. That was where he came back and said, indeed, what I had put across was true. That was the conversation. Are you satisfied now?
No, I'm not. I'm not satisfied at all, but I don't want to do that.
I think the consensus that appear, because with the exception of Kobena Wemi and Nilante Van Der Poel, you guys haven't mentioned any other name.
No.
You haven't mentioned any other name. And it does appear that Daniel and Achu are leaning towards Nilante Van Der Poel. Now, I was looking for a particular sound. It told you that you say he said it on Prime Take, right?
Yes.
This, if he becomes
the
sports minister. In fact, he was saying that if he becomes the sports minister
in 2025,
this is one of the things he's going to do. And I don't know if you want this kind of sports minister, but if this is the kind of sports minister you want, then maybe you should hit the street and start calling for him.
If I become the minister of sports in 2025, I will sanitize sports, GF. I will sanitize football once again. I'm not happy with what's going on. There are so many things wrong with our football. And unless we take bold steps to sanitize the system and take decisions that will inure to the benefit of the people who are doing football and the footballers, and not businessmen and Shylocks, football will not grow. The people who play the game, the people who invest their time, their money in football should enjoy football. I've been a footballer before. I've been a sportsman before. I will fight against anybody who desire to exploit any sportsman.
Are you suggesting that the current system is exploiting sportsmen?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so that's that.
You, the thing here, you need to see
that. But actually, one of the pluses for you is the fact that because he was a broadcaster, he has a huge network where people would always come to him with information and all that. So I actually think that
he has been a sportsman before. He has been a fool. When he's talking, he's not.
You'll be a very good.
You know, you Musba, where you go pick book, where you read what is football? How is he played? He has played some before.
I have not played football before.
I know ball. You know ball before.
Play football before.
You know ball before.
Chairman,
but that thing you did in class 5, that's new football.
Chairman, you know, class Golden Stars FC.
Wapu.
The name self know the J football.
Where? Golden Stars FC. You say you know the J football.
I Golden Stars.
Golden Stars.
Which village?
You know which village? You say he was in a village.
Where?
Who said he was in a village?
So where?
Right now, why did you ask which village?
Remix.
Which community?
Remix.
Why did you ask which
village? Which community?
Remix. Right now, they are back. Because some of the names of the teams are easy. Some team in the division are now good.
Let's make progress. There's one club called Action FC.
Have you guys not had mobile phone?
Yeah.
But do you recall the match and change?
Yeah.
Mobile phone people. Charlie, they were playing some qualified across sports. I was like, Charlie, why a heavy sound? Seco Football Club or something. Anyway, let's make quick progress. So I mentioned that the Galaxies will be in action on Sunday. You've been monitoring them, all of that, the local players there. Are they up to tax? Albert Amwa, Emmanuel Enchi is in there.
Yeah.
Benjamin Asare, goalkeeper, is in there.
Unfortunately, Osiasibe is there.
Oh, what do you mean, unfortunately?
What do you mean?
But you want an error-prone defender
in it. Come on, that's not always defender that doesn't make errors.
That goal on... You see, this I don't like narratives. Let's talk facts.
Yes.
That goal on Sunday...
Mm-hmm.
Musba, you've watched the thing over and over and over and over again. Who was at fault? If I am a defender and I have a long ball is played, I'm looking at the flight of the ball. I have a goalkeeper who is out of his pole. He's supposed to shout. This is basics of football. Goalkeeper is supposed to communicate to me to leave it. If the goalkeeper doesn't leave it, I'll try my best to try and get to the ball. He didn't touch the ball.
He missed it.
Asibe didn't touch the ball. Mm-hmm. The goalkeeper was there and the ball bounced off his knee and went to Amoah, and Amoah went to score. That was poor goalkeeping. It's not the defender. First of all, you failed to make the call. Second of all, the defender didn't touch the ball. Then you also failed to. Boga, you have come to blame the defender.
But wait.
Is that how to defend how? It's not simple ball. The ball was a long ball. It was a long ball over the top. You see, this is what I say you play for play ball. This is what I say you play for play ball. You don't play ball before.
So your point is that the goalkeeper should have.
He and Amoah were running together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he managed to get ahead of Amoah. Simple thing, if you are the goalkeeper and you are in front of him, this thing, it'll be basics. Any coach will tell you this thing. It's the goalkeeper in charge of the situation.
Yeah.
Because the ball actually bounced in the box.
Yeah.
So once you've come out of your pole, you shout, leave it, and you grab it. It's a simple matter. This thing won't be anything. But once he doesn't hear that shout from the goalkeeper, he's always going to try to get his foot to the ball and prevent the striker from getting to it. He swung his foot and he missed it. But the goalkeeper was there. The keeper was there in his box. The keeper failed to catch the ball. The thing hit his shin and went to Amoah to score. You finish it, I'm telling me, error-prone defender. If it wasn't for that error-prone defender, Ankara match not 3-0. Would now
Musbal, he's error-prone.
Since signing
for Hearts of Oak in fact, in July last year, Asibe has played 4 games against Kotoko.
Mm.
In each of those, he's made multiple errors leading directly to goals.
Sunday wasn't part.
On Sunday, he made...
Go and ask the statisticians. Wait. That thing is not an error leading to goal. Unless you don't know what it is. That thing is a goalkeeper's error lead. It is true. Because the ball didn't touch it.
But in any case, could he have done the simple thing?
So, Danny, let me tell you
where trying to go with the bicycle kick.
Let me tell you
what should he have done?
Danny, wait. Let me tell you
where... Could he have guided the ball?
Guided the ball how?
Because when the ball first bounced...
The ball was beyond his reach.
And the ball bounced, right?
It was beyond his reach. He tried direct him to clear the thing.
So let me tell you where Asibe was wrong. His error was in the technique he tried to use in clearing the ball.
That's what I'm saying.
He does that all the time. Within the first 60 seconds of the game, he made a similar error when a simple header away sends that ball into corner kick. He tried to... How do you call that in Ghana? Is it Dangbeshi? He tried to do that. He missed it. And from 3 yards, somehow Albert Amoah did not score. That was how the goals... The same goalkeeper that is berating, he came to Osiasibe's rescue. He made that save. Even in this instance, assuming without admitting that Danny is right and that the keeper should have claimed it, you got to the ball. You got close enough. If you stay on your feet, it's a simple header, per corner kick.
So it is the technique
that he... And you see, beyond these two games, and when I say he's...
But does it make him a bad defender?
So that's what I'm coming to. I say he's error-prone, it's not just in these two games. So Asibe does this in multiple games.
But in that game,
the problem is
on Sunday,
it's like you don't like bicycle kick.
To be fair.
Let's take it one at a time.
You see, the problem is that because Danny watches House of Hook matches, he knows what I'm talking about. But today he's deciding not to side with me. The problem is that Asibe does, because more often than not, he makes the mistakes against teams who don't punish House of Hook. I'm telling you that in the 1 year that Asibe has been at House of Hook, he's played Kotoko 4 times. In each of those 4 matches, he's made a minimum of 2 errors directly in front of goals. All of the one time that Hearts did not concede from his errors was the one in the first 60 seconds that Albert Amoah missed from 3 yards. The Democracy Cup, right here at the Accra Sports Stadium. Have you forgotten what he tried to do and then that resulted in the goal Kotoko scored? Last season, the back pass he gave to, what's his name, Richmond Ayi. The 3-2.
Yeah.
The 2-0.
Ah!
Before the penalty. Look, the guy... There are people who like him, but me, I don't rate him.
Okay.
I don't think he's good enough because I cannot for the life of me accept that a so-called top defender. As for you, it's only the big matches you make mistakes.
Well, actually, I'm
all
the
of your mistakes.
Just one question. Maybe you should answer it in 30 seconds.
I have an advice for Didi Dramani. Before
the advice, though, just in 30 seconds, there was an instance in that game on Sunday when Albert Amoah was through on goal.
Yes.
And the tackle that Asibe did to be very fair, is a Sergio Ramos.
And it's something he does. So he does it. Who has decided that? He can't see.
It was what? See, those ones, they are nice. So.
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't deny.
It's something he does. Atua has decided that he can't see.
I'm not even denying that. It's true. See, Danny is right when he says he makes a lot of these tacks. The issue is that when the aerial tassels, he simply needs to go there and head the ball away. That is when he wants to channel his inner Nesta or Maldini or whatever. And every time his team plays,
and that's isn't that easy to correct?
See,
than to write him off completely.
You think they haven't spoken to him?
Dana, come in. Let's have one advice.
Can I come in now?
Oh, let him advise Didi first.
Okay, I have one advice for Didi.
Didi, will
this one is a playoff. There is no margin for error. Like, there is no room. There is no room at all for error. Go with Razak Simpson. Whoever is available, let him partner. Even if Razak Simpson is not available, find two defenders who are this. You see, they don't need to be great. They just need to be efficient for you. This guy, he sees himself as some prime Sami Osei-Kufo.
He is.
And that is why he's going to master's game all the time. And we will be here.
All right, Daniel.
We will see what will happen.
First of all, don't predict doom for the team because you don't like some players.
It's not doom.
We will be here. We will be here and we'll win.
If he starts, he will do his thing again.
See, tell him to go away. Kuzba, thank you for bringing me in. First of all, this is the issue I have with the Ghana Premier League, because Achu can come and sit here and say he has done four errors leading to goal, which is not true. But it's not true because I'm telling you that in
but the videos are all on YouTube.
I'm telling you that Sunday's own. Uh-huh. If you ask any statistician, uh-huh, if you like, come on Saba right now and ask him if that thing in stats, they'll name it an error leading to goal. It's not an error leading to goal. He didn't touch the ball.
He didn't touch the ball,
and the goalkeeper was there, mm-hmm, and the goalkeeper can't get the ball. The goalkeeper, no, that Asare, he do interview plus the boys, no. If he's in the pool, he knows he's coming out.
Is he going to do his interview? He shouldn't do interviews again.
See, goalkeeping, you have to have command of the area.
Yeah.
Once it's in your 18, you are in charge, so you can't come. When Asare came out of the pool, he was in. He whisper. Why you didn't shout him or something? Open your mouth and talk and let the guy leave the ball.
So Asare should have shouted.
He should have shouted. That's his issue. You see, me, look, in this world, me, I'm not those
but
people.
But do you admit?
If you do 95 good things and you do five bad things, no, then I remember Achu is bad. That's why he remembers only the five.
He said it's nice, but
you can't watch this House of Folk team. This House of Folk team, the defense is no good. The number of performances that the number of these Asibe-like performances Asibe has done this season, and because of Asibe, no, you will tell say, oh, because they are against some no teams, nobody remember. But these tackles, last man, ground. Somebody's going zram, then he declared the ball. Master, the guy just week in, week out.
And to be fair, until he made that mistake,
he was man of the match.
The man of the match.
And that thing said, it wasn't even a mistake. But everybody.
But do you admit that the technique was wrong in that instance?
Relax. My point is, when Achu started, you see, this is the thing about narratives. Because he does that dangleishi every time.
You know the fact.
And he did the thing, and the thing, he missed it. No, hey, he has made mistake. But if you critically look at the incident, it wasn't his mistake. If the thing happened outside the box, you can tell me that that's Asibe's mistake. But the thing was in the box.
But was the technique, in that instance, was it the best choice of technique?
Techniques, if he wants to head the ball, are you the one to tell him to use his head?
So you think he doesn't know what he wants to do?
But wait, Musbao.
30 seconds to the end of the game.
It's not 30 seconds, Mata. Relax.
Condoning wrongdoing.
It's not about condoning.
Try this the first 60 seconds.
If something is happening in the 18-yard box, who is the boss of the 18-yard box? You, I'm asking you. You say you play ball before you. If something is happening in the 18-yard box, who is the boss of the 18-yard box? I'm asking you, Musbao.
Your point there.
Is it not a goalkeeper? You ask me questions. Let me land.
Actually, let him finish.
I'm saying that the goalkeeper is the boss of the 80-yard box. Mm-hmm. The goalkeeper was looking at the ball. He was the one looking. He was facing the action. So once he makes the decision, I'm coming out of my pool. You should be definite and you should be sure about your decision to come out. And when you come out, you make the command, Boga, leave the ball. It's not... Then the guy will leave the thing. Then you do the thing, bounce off your scene and win score. When you finish, because everybody has already agreed that, oh, this guy, you know, he's always doing bicycle kick and he's missing. You know, then it becomes his fault. This is not true. It's not Asimbe. For Asimbe will play.
I mean, fair enough.
Didi will not listen to you. Asimbe will play.
Can I ask him a question?
Don't ask me anything. I won't even answer you. Because Asimbe will play. Diddy has blocked you. Diddy has blocked you. He will not listen to you. It is Razak Simpson and Asimbe. They will play.
All right, fair enough, guys.
The incident that happened in the opening 60 seconds.
Was also inside the box. He said something that is not. Now the back pass to Richmayi. Richmayi, you don't say the ball more back. Before Commons can't clear the team.
Why? You,
Pasa, how are you going to blame Asimbe for that back pass?
You see, pass the thing harder.
Why? It's pass the thing harder.
It's the same thing that before did.
It's their pitch.
It's not Asimbe.
Let's take it one at a time, please. Let's take it one at a time.
It's their pitch. All right, fair enough, guys. Fair enough. So, in terms of the chances of the Black Galaxies against the... Actually, you think they can win? The team is good enough?
Well, I think they can.
You Jojo, yeah. You are like that.
I think they can.
You put your mind for Asimbe already.
There are a lot of the players in the team who are on form. Mm. And I was happy that in Lomé last week, it took what? Albert Amwa just 90 minutes? Or
yeah.
Was it? To 27 minutes.
The guy is on form.
Yeah, to score his opening, which calms him down.
Yeah.
Scoring the winner against Hartlepool even takes him to a whole new level in terms of confidence level. So it is good. And for games like this, what you need are the players who are on form. Because there is very little time to train and build cohesiveness. So you will be relying on the players to come into the team with the form that they have at club level. And that's where I have big expectations of Albert Amwa, of I think the youngest performer in the league this season, Faisal Chawati of Nations FC. The only issue... and I hope it doesn't come back to bite us, is the lack of experience in the team. Because for a lot of these players, this is going to be their first exposure for an international assignment like that. In the past, maybe Awako and the others would have been the experienced campaigners who have played for what? Multiple national youth teams at this level. And so they would have something to draw from. But the talent is there. It's just the experience that they do not have. But I think they should have enough to get the win on Sunday.
Great. Enough to get the win on Sunday. I also mentioned earlier that the Black
Maidens... I don't understand. Why don't you want to call Achu out? Achu is saying something is not true. You don't want to call him. It's not nice. Asimbe is listening to the show.
He ran away from my question.
This thing is not nice.
No, it will not be fair.
Asimbe will be sad. Asimbe will say... Actually, since they say they should not make me play.
If Didi allows the boys to listen to radio now, oh, then
no, no, they should be listening please, for Enka as
you
guys.
But you see, in fairness, you see the point I made earlier.
For a very good manager, it would actually be good to keep him out of the line of fire.
Why are you doing this? You
like,
play.
After you play.
Somebody play hard to escort Toko.
I saw
the man of the match. Go to play Nigeria.
But actually, I from where I sit, right. Even the best players in the world make mistakes.
Yeah.
I shock.
Nesta, who is regarded as, again, one of the best defenders of the last 2-3 decades, he made mistakes.
Yeah.
Our very own Osei for against Italy in the 2006 World Cup.
That was back past
the
only
so, the Galaxy squad, final squad is even out. Asimbe is not in the team. It's not in the team. So all the
please, mistake.
I'll read the squad out for
that's
you.
Okay, really.
Benjamin Asare is representing. Seven clean sheets in the season. Yeah, he's there. Kofi Mensah, Nations FC. Apia Kubi, Medeama. They are the goalkeepers. Kamaradini, Mamadou, Medeama, Steven Amankona, Suleiman Afatao, Ebenezer Aban, the Heart of Lions captain. Nuruddin Abdullahi, Eric Danso, Hafiz Ibrahim, Kusi Asante, Manuel Mante, Emmanuel Entry, Kotoko. The guy who got the Black Stars call up recently.
Yeah.
Mustafa Yakubu, Derek Fojo, Chawote Faisal, Nation Sepsi, my guy. Rahman Mohamed, Razak Simpson, Samuel Tete, Albert Amwa, Yakubu Issa, Jerry Efriye, that's good. Francis Akwali, Mohamed, Abdul Karim, Isaac Afu. So at least in terms of match winners, Emmanuel Enchi, Chawote, Jerry Efriye.
Saka Dauda also missed out.
Oh, yeah. He's not consistent. You people. He's not consistent. When he finds consistency, he will make the team. For now, they should enjoy.
No, but Chawete in leg, in no pole inside.
Yeah.
All right, great. Okay. Well, this one from Chief Larry, I think earlier on the NSA issue, he said the NSA is authority, not a council. And he said we should check the LI. Yeah, just to get clarity on it. He said we haven't done much. He said we know. Next to nothing when it comes to sports tourism, and that's the point that Daniel was making earlier, that look, we need to appreciate sports tourism. And he also makes the point that it's always about the creative arts, and how can you have 3-time WBC world champion and we haven't been able to leverage on it? You know, it makes a very fine point there. Well, guys, let me quickly tell you about One Night Guests. This Christmas, like never before, six strange guests find their way into a wealthy home, pretending to be people they are not. The story unfolds with unexpected twists, filled with love, deceit, and fake identities as they struggle to maintain an appearance and avoid exposure. One Night Guests brings you a hilarious and heartwarming tale featuring an all-star cast, including Majid Michelle, James Gardner, Yvonne Okoro, Rosalind Ngiza, Chidi Mokeme, Iniedo, Lasisi Elenu, Rio Wari Pekin, Aka Nani, and Annabelle Apara. This Christmas Day, December 25th, catch One Night Guests in cinemas near you. Enjoy at Silverbed Cinema, Accra Mall and West Hills Mall, Ozone Cinemas, Oyarifor Mall, and Golden Eagle Cinema, Kumasi City Mall, and Royal View Cinema, SG Mall in Kumasi. The show times are at 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9 p.m. Tickets are available at 150 Ghana cedis. And for tickets and inquiries and reservations, you can call 059-8956-482. Or 027-9256-660. For tickets, you know, inquiries and reservations. One Night Guest, you go laugh, tire. I've seen the trailer. It's a really great movie and highly, highly recommended. Highly recommended. Also, Grace Chorale International proudly presents Good Tidings, a Christmas concert to make your festive season extraordinary. Save the date, Saturday, 21st of December, 2024. The venue is Wesley Towers, Accra. The time is 6 p.m. sharp. You can get your tickets now. VIP, 200 Ghana cedis. Regular, 100 Ghana cedis. Grab yours with ease via the short code 71333*933#. Okay. Let's celebrate the joy of Christmas with soul-lifting music, breathtaking performances, and a night to remember. Sponsors include GCB Bank, Joe 99.7 FM, Lumen Christi, GL Properties, and more. And for more information or reservations, you can call 0548-629-089 or 0247-145-412 or 0207-380-866. You can also visit www.gracechoraleinternational.com for updates. Well, the weekend is upon us, and Betway is definitely the place you got to go. So are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock five free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana cedis jackpot. So what are you waiting for? Log into betway.com.gh today and take your spin. All thanks to Betway. Terms and conditions do apply. It's regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway, you get way more. So, yeah, we're going to be done very shortly, but let me bring you this message. This one said, enjoying the show, my greetings to Daniel Cranton. Please remind him that the system has failed us. And at the end of the day, we are all Ghanaians. Stanley from Achimota. Stanley from Achimota there with our message. This one also says, he said, where should I start from? He said, someone says, I will prefer lawyer Ernest Thompson. Nicole Joseph. This one says, he was one of the few lawyers invited to FIFA to represent Hartlepool in their case against them when they conceded the Super Intercontinental Cup when Hart won the African Cup. I joined the legal team of FIFA to prepare FIFA legal case against the marketing team, which breached the contract they signed with FIFA. He was based in Geneva for work with the FIFA lawyers. Oh, he also did the presentation for Ghana and Egypt at the AFCON conference to bid to host the AFCON. We lost to Gabon. So he is suggesting lawyer Ernest Thompson. Okay, this one says, DK, where's the message? He said, whatever case you make for Asigbe, it is critical to tell the defender to do simple things in that department of the pitch. Flamboyance is of no importance when simplicity is the best way out. Jonas Tenkran.
Jonas is my very good friend. Yeah, I know him from way back.
Yeah, then leave it like
and
that.
And Jonas himself, no. If in that situation, he will go do that basic. So make you know, come talk, say, Asibe shouldn't do that.
Oh
he, I know him. He's been doing the same thing.
All right. Well, he said he knows his friend and his friend has been doing the same thing. Okay. We'll read the messages as and when they come. But Chobos Technologies It's finally here, just in time for Christmas, introducing the all-new School Box by Chobox. Say goodbye to bed bags and hello to convenience with this sleek, durable, and innovative school box designed for every student. Be the first to grab your this Christmas and make back to school a game-changing experience for your loved ones. Get a free branded water bottle with every school box purchase. Be the Santa your loved ones will never forget this season. Access provisions, books, birthday packages, and so much more, all delivered right to your campus. Visit www.choboxonline.com and to explore over 10,000 items for school. But you can call us today at 030-804-1000 or WhatsApp, or you can WhatsApp also. You can send a WhatsApp message or can also call on this line, 030-223-9134. Make this Christmas magical for the students in your life with Chobox. Use promo code SchoolBoxSanta for a chance to win 100 Ghana City voucher from Chobox. Okay, and finally, Philip Nye and Friends, fifth anniversary, celebrating 5 years of compassion and impact. It's a big, big celebration. Philip Nye and Friends is turning five. It's been 5 years of impact, man. Big congratulations to the team there. And over the past 5 years, we have been committed to bringing joy and hope to the lives of needy and underprivileged children, especially during the Yuletide season. Last year, we visited the children's block at the Kolebu Cancer Unit and the Sunshine Mothers Hostel. We share love by feeding, clothing, praying, playing, and donating essential items to brighten their lives. As we mark this special milestone, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has supported us over the years. Your generosity has been instrumental in touching countless lives. This year, to celebrate our fifth anniversary, we'll be reaching out to the Agbeliza community with the following impactful activities: feeding, clothing, and hosting a joyous celebration for the children, offering medical care, including breast screening, eye examinations, blood pressure checks, and more. We humbly invite you to support us in making this initiative a success. For support or inquiries, please call 0244-735-451. Thank you for your kindness and generosity. Together, let's continue to spread love and make the world a better place. Be a part of this fifth anniversary of the Philip Nye and Friends initiative. And let's go put a smile on the faces of people. This is Game Plan, brought to you by Petrosol, Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, and Betway. Get way more. Well, final message coming here. Say, guys, good afternoon. Please, do you know that South Africa is planning on hosting F1 and Olympics? What is Ghana also planning on hosting? Well, we are hosting the Wafu B. It's ongoing in Pram Pram. So hopefully we'll see also. I know Rwanda also wants to host the F1. So, but even F1, where will we do F1 in Ghana? Where will we go do F1 in Ghana? You know.
Daniel, from McCarthy Hill, he says, hi guys, we don't have proper and improper fanting anywhere, but rather written and non-written. The written fanting is that of Mankisim, South Pond, Anumabo, and the rest are colloquial. Yes,
Daniel from McCarthy Hill.
Yes, Achu.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah. What was that? I think he made that point.
About the dialects of the Fante.
Yeah. What did the person say?
Well, he's saying that we have written and unwritten, not proper and improper.
Yeah. That's a fair point. All right, guys. We need to wrap up, but let's head to Europe. Chelsea are second, but they refuse to be described as title contenders. Marcus Rashford, Ruben Amorim, and yesterday they were humbled by Tottenham Hotspur. But the big conversation is Marcus Rashford. What's happening there? Daniel, let me just bring you in on this conversation
Zach,
very
quickly. After 38 games in the league, look at me. I'm checking your microphone. It's working. No, they've given thumbs up.
I'm not hearing you.
They can hear me. Can't you hear me? He can hear me.
What kind of agenda is this? Okay, fine,
I'm
why like
no,
this?
I'm talking to you. They are looking on the console.
I'm checking on the microphone.
Zach, please look at me when I'm talking to you.
Go ahead.
Zach, after 38 games in the league, if Chelsea is on top, will Chelsea refuse to take the title?
After 38 games?
If the league, 38 games. After game week 38, if Chelsea is on top, will Chelsea refuse to call themselves champions?
They will bring it to us.
No, I'm saying, will you refuse to? Is it possible for Chelsea to refuse to call themselves champions?
They will call us champions.
I'm listening to the question. Is it possible to refuse to be addressed as champions when you are champions after 38 games? Is it possible?
No, it's
So if you are 2 points off the top, it is a fact that you are in a title race. It is not opinion, it's not feelings. You understand? Title race, no. It's not.
It's a mindset.
It's not. No. Title race is not about your ambition. Title race is what is. So if you are second, 2 points off the top, you are in the title race currently. Whether you like
you
it
mean
or
we
not.
Fit,
if
fit
you like, start losing. If you don't want to be part of the title race, start losing. Then by April, when you are fourth or fifth, now nobody will call you and nobody will say you are in the title race. You are no. You are in the title
race. Take a microphone.
Whether you like it or not,
so because
you are in the title race.
Because Chelsea is second.
Yes.
And 2 points adrift.
No, first of all, because Chelsea is Chelsea and they are second. And they are 2 points off the top. They are in the 30s. Whether you like it or not, it's not about. So those people who are sending messages, you, Danny, you didn't add them to. It's not me. I don't care whether I said Chelsea finish.
So whether they like it or not,
you are inside. That thing, you are inside. You understand? It's the same. It's like saying. So if Man City were 13th, you say Man City are in the 30s because at the start of the season they said they will be in the 30s. That's not how we reason.
No, but we are also saying that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for recognizing us being in the 30s.
No, it's not a thank you. It's not a recognition. It's a fact.
Relax. We are saying
it's a fact.
What you want us to listen to, you don't want to listen.
No, it's not about listening. Oh. It's about logic and what makes sense and what doesn't make sense.
And what makes sense to us is that
you are not being
in that
you are
race.
In. We you are not in. Ready. You are inside.
We are not ready.
You don't need to be ready, but you are there.
No, then just a quick question.
All our
where is Chelsea's position now?
We are second.
Chelsea is second.
Yes.
Where is the position of Southampton?
Southampton.
Yes.
They are bottom of the table.
Would you say Southampton are in the title race?
Yeah, they are relegation contenders.
No, they refuse to be called relegation contenders. Me, I'm a Southampton fan.
And it's up to them.
So right now it's about how you identify.
Narratives. Exactly.
It's about how you identify.
Yes.
Like XYZ people.
We don't have affiliations. We said we are not ready. Our focus.
Man, we are trans league. So we are in La Liga. We are on top of the La Liga. We are here. I think it's how you identify. So we identify as the top team in the La Liga right now.
The only thing that is a matter of opinion is the issue of favorites and pretenders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As for that one, someone can create. Look at the league table, trends, how the team plays,
exactly.
Chances they create, and say that they are going to believe this and say that based on that, this team are favorites.
Yeah, so you can say you are not favorites to win the title. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the title race, you
it
are
is
inside.
Not up to anyone to determine
because
who
it's a
is
fact.
In the
that
title.
One, you are inside.
Because that one is a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So
it's like a United coach as saying that because they are United, Chinchina, they are in the title race.
Yeah, you are
6 points off. Fourth place.
Until they go up there, they are not in the title race. Chelsea just accept it.
What you are saying is that we should stop saying we are not in the title race.
Oh, you asked for saying you can say we don't care.
So,
but like the Chelsea fans can say it.
No, you see, what you are suggesting, Musbao,
it's not about Chelsea fans. What actually what Chelsea fans believe is subjective. The fact of the matter is that Liverpool are first with a game in hand. Chelsea are second. Currently, as we speak, until Liverpool plays that game against Everton, Chelsea is behind Liverpool 2 points. If Chelsea will play Everton first before Liverpool actually plays his game, that means that if Chelsea is able to beat Everton, Chelsea goes to the summit of the Premier League table. And you tell me you are not in contention for the Premier League title.
In the words of Noni Madueke, if you ask me, are we in the title race? We don't know what it is.
Long shall it remain.
It is not subjective.
Long shall it remain.
These are facts. Hey, look, it is a fact that Chelsea is second. It's a fact Chelsea is 2 points behind Liverpool.
Yes.
And it's also a fact that we are not ready. Whether you like, we are not ready. We are not
Chelsea
ready.
Is playing Everton 2 p.m. on Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
At 4 p.m., when Chelsea pick up the 3 points, Chelsea will be top of the league.
That's exactly what I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Chelsea will be top of the league. At 4:15 on Sunday, if Jesus does spa and he comes, Chelsea are champions.
It's circumstantial.
Chelsea are champions.
It's circumstantial.
So, You can't tell me that you are not in the title race.
What we
you
want,
are there.
What we want is
you
the
can
three
say,
points.
"Oh, I'm not favorite."
If the
we don't
points,
want to win,
if
that's
the three
fine.
Point, and you know, by getting the 3 point, we end up winning the title. Fine, but what we want is the 3 point. We don't want the title.
It's not about what you put.
You know what Chelsea are doing. You know what Chelsea are doing. They are mind games.
It's not my mind game.
It's not my game.
They are presenting their insecurities. Insecurities as conventional wisdom. It's paranoia. Like someone is paranoid. Yeah, and we know us. Someone is paranoid.
Jojo, come and sit down. Jojo, come and sit down.
Look, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
That's just what it is.
Jojo should come and sit down.
Who is in the title race is a matter of fact. Not an opinion.
I don't understand why you people are forcing a title race on us.
We are not
getting it.
We are not forcing the title race.
We say we are not in the title race.
you are by force.
So I ask you simple question. Southampton, who are rock bottom of the league, who are substituting Kamal Adin Sulima after 14 minutes? That's it. Southampton, who are rock bottom of the league, can they also say they are not in the relegation?
That is their problem.
That is their problem.
That is their problem. They can choose what we are saying. You are not ready.
Chelsea,
we are not ready.
Chelsea, they are woke. Chelsea are woke.
Nonsense.
They are woke. Left
nonsense.
We are not ready.
Why? Would they ask? Nico, no,
Nonny Madueke.
It was Nico. Nico said he doesn't know what
no,
is that.
No, that was Nonny Madueke.
Nonny Madueke. Yeah.
He said Nico also said a similar thing after the game against. Yes. Yeah, Nico. He doesn't know what is happening.
We are somewhere. We are.
There was a meeting.
He said, I just want to win the next match.
What is it? There was a meeting at Stamford Bridge last week, Thursday. They told all them, but they wrote it on their board. When they ask you, are you in the title race? The answer is, we don't know what that is. They have memorized it. So you hear Chelsea players saying it left, right, center. They are following Leicester. You remember Leicester City?
Yeah.
When they ask
Cambiaso,
Ranieri,
yeah.
You say, no, we are not in the title. We came to survive relegation. We are taking it one game at a time. So then they went to win. And because Chelsea know that, they wear blue like Leicester, they think they win. Don't claim it now.
No, you see, the most annoying part of all of this is that when the season was starting, we said, Charlie, give us your top six.
Check your WhatsApp.
Open the WhatsApp message for me. They say, what are they saying there? No, we are not ready. You can't force it on us. Okay, it's connecting. But guys, we need to wrap up. We got like
BB from North K had sent you a message about Winneba people.
Yeah. The most annoying statement I've heard. I don't even need to read the full thing, but I know he's my guy. Yeah. The most annoying statement I've read all year is we are not in the title race. We just won 3 points.
Yes.
My friend, read the thing. He said, my friend, if Chelsea isn't title contender, they should leave the top four. So start losing.
Cough down, babe.
You're a proper babe.
We are just collecting our 3 points.
We told you. All we want is a 3 points.
3 points. Listen, we find ourselves at the top of the league by the end of 2018.
And in fact,
then they give us the trophy. We'll take it.
But no, I mean, Jojo, there's a letter part of this Cough Down Babe message. She says that it is mind games because people don't want to be trolled.
In case we don't win, you throw anyone who doesn't win the league. You know the painful thing about all of this, this period
it is the part where you embrace and enjoy it.
Mm.
When you don't win the league, you will look back on this period and go like, Charlie, We do ourselves.
Charlie, we don't go do now.
Yeah, we do.
We are not ready.
We are not ready. We are not trolling.
This is fan Twitter.
He said what? So if being in the title race is determined by team association, can you say West Ham are title contenders if they are top of the table after match they won?
Yes.
Okay, they said yes. If not, then who has determined that a top team is not in the title race after match they won, but are considered to be in the title race after match week 15? Who made that determination? Where is it written?
Thank you.
Japon,
case closed.
It's coming from Fentio.
It's Fentio.
Agenda boy.
I'm not surprised.
Number one, Chelsea agenda boy.
I'm not surprised.
Number easy, one, Chelsea easy, agenda
easy,
boy.
Easy. I'm not surprised.
But final verdict on this one. Is it time for Marcus Rashford to go?
Oh. It was time 5 years ago. It was time 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Oh,
child. So what Amorim they do, I'm there in that.
You see, the difference between what Amorim is doing to Rashford and what Ten Hag did to Sancho. You see, when an honest man is doing honest things, honest people see it. When a dishonest person is doing things, that one too will see. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, there's a reason why Sancho said the guy really lies, a liar. You are telling me that you are looking at training performances, yet week in, week out, Ahmad was sitting on the bench for Anthony to play. Is that training performances? Amorim has come. Today, Holland will play. Tomorrow, you see sexy go yesterday. Tomorrow, sexy they play. Ahmad is playing, he's playing well, so he retain his place. You see, it is merit-based. Rashford will miss Obebo. He will walk, he will play. And at Ten Hag, he was the same person telling us that he's looking at training performance. That's different.
Mm.
You see, So this is a manager who is walking the talk. He's not talking the walk. Mm. Like what Ten Hag was doing. We'll call him and sack him again because he's not serious. Rashford, he, you know, a talent. See, I can mention 10 players. 10, in fact, 20 players in the Premier League, left wingers, who are better than Rashford. I can mention 20 who are better than Rashford. Mm. You see, for man, you once you come and you wear that red jersey, all of a sudden you'll be ball out. You don't see a player there, they say, I'm mad, one of the best players in the world. No. Just like that, too. That, you see, that's the power of the brand.
Because it's a pickpocket.
Thank you. That's the power of the brand. You understand? Let Rashford leave. Let him go and wear another jersey. That's when your eyes will open. Ah, Sunday's day, no hype. Ah, see, happy bands, happy bands, happy bands. Newcastle. Boston Rashford. Even this one, Demarai Gray, the guy where
he Charlie.
Rashford level with Demarai Gray level.
Charlie, time they change. Oh.
Rashford Demarai Gray.
Mercy, son.
Demarai Gray, they play for Jimmy.
Mercy, son. Anyway, pretty much that's all we have for you. Not sure we've got some other messages here. Someone said, I agree with Danny that Benjamin Asare should have been proactive in the incident that led to Hart's defeat, but technically it is wrong for a defender, the last man, to go down in a tackle.
He didn't once add he bat. Fails. You are adding the bat. He didn't add bat.
Stop. No, it is written there. He said he didn't technically. Write
bat. He said, I agree with Danny that Benjamin Asare should have been proactive in the incident that led to the Hart's goal. Pablo.
Please. But technically, it is wrong for a defender
to go down,
the last man, to go down in a tackle. Once he fails to clear the ball, the striker finds himself in a scoring position, and there's no way the defender can recover to stop the attacker. Pablo from Monreal.
You explain, Taya. Tell one. Pablo from Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the final one.
Yeah, I think that's the final one.
I want to wish this guy a belated happy birthday for
our friend.
Boyoyo.
Okay.
Seth Panwom, the board chairman of the National the board chairman of the National Sports Authority.
Yeah,
it chopped him birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to him.
Well, great guys, we are done here. We're gonna be back, God willing, next week Friday. Thanks to the guys. Thanks for all of you who tuned in. My name is Razak Musbat, did this in place.
I moved up, but by the time we come back to me too, I would have chopped my birthday.
No, we'll do it in the course of the week.
Are you December born?
I was born December 22, so Sunday.
We need to go and take this commercial. We need to go. All right. Thanks for being part of it. Thank you very much for being part of it. Thank you very much for being part of it. All right. Anyway,
BBC.
Tomorrow, right?
BBC.
Prime Sports Extra, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sharp.
Joy Prime. So 8, and we'll you can join us there.
Cost of living crisis.